When, so you may have heard this before, but when you catch the fish, you can then let go of the fishing rod or the hook. When you catch the rabbit snare is no longer of any use. When you get the meaning of words, you can let go of the words. So Schwanzer says what he's looking for is another person with no words. With them, I'll have a conversation. So we have this Dharma talk, and different people with different feelings and different auras and expressions come in, and it's wonderful. Yet, I am a man of words, and yet don't have So I guess I'll start off by sharing this. It's the essence of the words, the essence of the poetry, the essence of the koan stories. I love to feel the hovering of them. That word's become very special for me, that they just hover. So maybe by the end of this day, we'll have something hovering here, and we don't have to even talk about it. I'll try, but I take Krishna's advice. Krishna, you know, he told Arjuna, he said, don't go in there and try to be a perfect somebody else. Just stay with your imperfect self. So I'll do my best to stay my imperfect self. Why do we have Dharma talks? Because things really are not as comprehensible and sayable as we're really led to believe sometimes, and most experiences are unsayable. They become apparent, full, rich songs in a world that's not available. Unsayable, I should say. In fact, I had a flash, I went down here the other night. Going back to the Fukan Zazengi, Dogen's first instructions on what to do. Put aside the intellectual practice of investigating words and chasing phrases and learn to take the backward step. There was all the time, right in front. And yet, I think Dogen wrote a word or two. And lo and behold, the caution was right there, right in the beginning. And there is... Just to take note of that, so that when you catch the fish, throw the rod away, find someone else who's caught a fish, so to speak, and doesn't walk around with a rod, and then you can hug and have, you know, your conversations. And so these Dharma talks hopefully do encourage practice and lead us as a group here, maybe to some levels of radical cooperation, just doing our part. No effort to control the mind, but just welcome, or I should say this is the essence, at least this, the inner standing here of me. And the essence of practice is to welcome what comes with yes. Until a sense of presence is felt and you can let go of the rope. You can let go of the rope and live. Now, interesting that yes is also important, because to keep in mind, because we will pass to death even with all the spiritual practice. And so the only reason we may practice is to be able to say yes at that point. I don't know. That's for us to discover. So I want to share a story today from a book, one of the book of stories. I like to say, go on. One of the books of stories. The book, the storybook of serenity. Number 94. And it involves Dongshan or Tozan. I still try to get the Chinese. I don't know why I'm so anti-Japanese in the names. You know, it's all started in China. And Dongshan was Tozan. And Tozan is the second part of Soto. Okay? So. And Dongshan, here's an example. Something that hovers over me, or hovers with me, and maybe with some others, is that wonderful verse that he shared with us when he saw his reflection. Remember that? I'm not going to do it here. You go look it up. That's a hovering. That's a hovering of the practice of the teaching, right there. So Dongshan had that. He was on his way back. He was shuffling him back and forth between teachers at that time. But he also remembered the five ranks and the three roads and the three falls and the three leaks and the four different kinds. You know, he was a pretty prolific guy. I know the names. I don't know anything about them. That's not true, but really. One day we're going to complete that list of, you know, things that we have, the numbers and such. So Dongshan had the flu. And as it's written, I don't want to disgrace the words of the great teachers. Dongshan was unwell. So a monk asked, "You are ill, teacher. But is there anyone who does not get ill?" And by the way, this has been very important. This arrived in time these recent months. Is there anyone who does not get ill? And Dongshan replied, "There is." And like that, there was, wait a minute. There's always something in me that is all right. There always is something in us that's all right. Well, the monk then went on to say, "Does the one who is not ill look after you?" And Dongshan says, "No, I have the opportunity to look after him." Strange. Makes it right. You'd think that it would be the other way around. The monk said, "Well, how is it when you look after him?" Dongshan then said, "Then I don't see that he has any illness." Let's sit with that for a while, maybe. This is where everyday practice empowers you when you are sick or dying. We don't have to use our Zen mind to care for the illness or death, but use the illness as a practice. Use it as a practice. Taking care of the one who has no illness. So, I see there were some yeses with that, and boy, I find that strong. You take it on. Just that pause, and you go, without words, don't have to identify what this strong thing is in you or the not sick thing. Just wait a minute. Am I complaining or am I just reporting? Either way, it's okay, but these are things that bring to attention. Ah, the next breath. There are some other interesting stories about Dongshen. I'll leave you to do with that as you wish. And I have some other comments that I'll give in Dokusan. Dokusan, Dongshen also asked the monk, when I leave this leaking husk, where will you go to meet me? The monk had no reply, so Dongshen answered him in verse. When he finished the verse, so the story goes, he shaved his head, sounded the bell, bade farewell, and appeared to die. Got it? Everybody wailed with grief. Master, master, oy vey. Dongshen opened his eyes. Why don't you give a dead man some peace? Why don't you just leave me alone? And he rose and he ordered a, I don't know, you can figure out why they called it, it's famous, they called it, I want a meal for stupidity prepared. It's in the Dharma. And I guess 7 days went by and he finally, fully died to the reports. There's another story, these are from Monshin's commentaries on this koan. If you ever read the story, if you read clear, you should be reading forever. But the other story is one I was a little bit familiar with, but I refresh myself with it. This involves Master Faxing. This is now, we're in the 12th century. Dongshen was in the 9th century, 800s. So Faxing said to his monks, after I die, you can call to me, if I can return, this will be because of having the power of the way. So he also wrote a verse, and this verse gave him clear instructions that they're not to buy a burial plot. They're just to take all his belongings and his robes and all the our fancy things that they give you and whatever may be, sell them all, and have a wonderful time for the monks. Yeah. And as the finished those orders and he heard the sound of the night bell, he passed away. Now, prior to that, he had had an agreement with his attendant, his monk. Says, when I go, call to me. So the monk remembered his agreement, his contract, and there he was, his master that he had agreed this to, and he called out to him. And all of a sudden, dead Faxing called out to him three times. And Faxing, although dead, went, what? 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 The attendant says, why are you going around barefoot and naked? The master said, what did I have when I came here? I love that story. But more so, this is the hovering part. The attendant asked, what is it like at a time like this? What is it like to be dead? Dongshan answered, "Still, it is just this. Still, it is just this." This morning, I look at a Hans's Buddha and my teachers there. It was like welling up. But still, that was just this. But this justice is not the justice of be here now. I remember first hearing those words, I was, oh, cute, you know, new age. And then I started to hear it as an order. You, be here now. That was my take on it. I'm not talking about that be here now. I'm talking about the be here now of birth and death, of completely letting go, willing to lose everything. That be here now. The be here now of time and timelessness. The be here now of Uji. Uji, Uji, Uji. Thank you, Dogen. Thank you, T.S. Eliot. Thank you, all kinds of people. That be here now. Since Dongshan didn't know the one who was sick and Fashang didn't know the one who died. Yeah. Dogen, speaking of our friend Dogen, I brought up the issue of, you know, just this, or suchness, or what, or that. There's endless words for it. So I know, you know, some of us in the practice will start getting stuck on one of these. What does what mean? What is such? There's endless words, endless words. Dogen, in his fascicle on Emu, said it was one on suchness. He reported Yunyu, one of the other people who was, Dogen includes words of other teachers in his fascicles. If you want suchness, you must be such a person. Already being such a person, why would you worry about such a thing? You already are such a person. You are that one who's not sick in there. You are that to go to. Call it refuge, whatever you want. Dogen was ahead of me with the Doshin two-step. He says, if you aspire to the experience of thusness, you are immediately a person of thusness. And I say, know where you're at. And then go. It's like the Sandokai we chanted this morning. Each thing, remember the first time hearing that, each thing has its own being, which is known by its place and function. So practice can make illness into a path and not a tragedy. Practice becomes more human through the illnesses. All right, Millie? Yeah. Maybe I can be okay in the midst of illness and death. Maybe I can be all right when everything is wrong. Boy, I just love when that comes up for me in any way, shape, form, or fashion. That pause, that breath. Just wait a minute. Something is hovering here to remind me. Just this, suchness, etc. Just coming back home to what is happening. Not more complicated than that. Saying yes to my happiness and my complaints. There's a, you know, my favorite copy of the Tao Te Ching, Guy Leakley says, in the French piece or whatever, there's a name for that page, someone would get it for me one day, where they have a couple of sayings that are supposed to set a tone for the book. I love this one, Kwang Roshi. That which is true does not vanish. Only delusion vanishes. And it is our awareness of our delusions that makes them vanish effortlessly. Poof! He said, poof! Once you see it, once it's there for you, it disappears. Pay attention. So, some inquiries I wrote down here. So when you're sick, how are you going to take care of the one who's not sick? I'm going to wait for some responses in Dokusan. The tease for today. How do you embrace that one who is not sick? Who is sick, so to speak? When you're depressed, how do you take care of the one who is depressed? So I found I can't be obsessed with changing conditions. This trying to change the unchangeable, but I can recognize it, as Kwang Roshi says. We do that here in our practices. We come back to it. So we work at practice, making this life one that understands the one who does not get sick or old or die, and as well as the one that does get old and sick and die. Be your own best friend and treat everybody the way you would like to be treated. Maybe some of these inquiries are just worth looking at on your own. And all of these are, as is the entire universe, touchstones. You know, Dogen will talk, and the writings, they'll talk about the vastness of everything. Vast is a robe of liberation. Emily Dickinson, the brain is wider than the sky, and one the other can hold with room left over for you. That's how wide. That's how vast. I remember this flashed up for me the other day when I was I must have been 8 or 9 years old, living in Dorchester, Roxbury. I got under the covers. I used to go under the covers at night and look at my thumb. I wonder how many worlds are in there. Do you ever look out and just stare at the sky? The wonder? Wonderful. It's that big. In a way, when they say justice, and whatever, they're talking about that. They're trying to say that over. And it is, Katagiri said, strictly speaking, there was just one thing we have to face and nothing else. He says, deal with this, all the rest will be okay. Some of you are familiar with this. It's like the temporal condition. As I said, it's Uji, this crossing of time and timelessness. What it all points to, but that's for another time. Finally, I want to offer two of Dogen's poems. It's translated in Stephen Hyde's I've cursed some people with that book lately, the Stephen Hyde's Zen poetry of Dogen. And again, I love these. I don't understand. I read them and then something comes to hover. Nothing to figure out. Just hovers. The first one. The true person is not anyone in particular, but like the deep blue color of the limitless sky, is everyone everywhere in the world, like Emily Dickinson said. One other, no, I pieced that together. I'm saying enough here and I gotta talk for a couple hours. One more that the unspoiled colors of the late summer night, the wind howling through the lofty pines, the feel of autumn approaching, the swaying bamboos keep resonating and shedding tears of dew at dawn. Only those who exert themselves fully will attain the way. But even if you abandon all for the ancient path of meditation, you can never forget the meaning of sadness. You'll never forget it. You do with that what you want.